right, there we go. Welcome to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV. And we are getting ready to roll here with the action. We'll throw it over to Terry Bell in just a moment. But wanted to remind you that Community Comment is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It is also brought to you in part by McKinstry's Home Furnishings. And McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam believes that everyone who labors has made America strong, prosperous, and a great country. To celebrate Labor Day, McKinstry's is having a store-wide sale. McKinstry's Home Furnishings showroom is filled with sofas, reclining sofas, sectionals, and chairs at unbeatable savings, like Lazy Boy recliners starting at $349 and Love Seats starting at $699. Also save big on Simmons Beautyrest and Simple mattresses. Dining room and bedroom sets are also marked down for this event. Add the finishing touches to your home with pictures, area rugs, and accessories. McKinstry's offers you all the latest styles, always designed to fill your home with comfort and quality. Hurry in now and discover the Labor Day savings at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Sale ends Saturday, August 30th. McKinstry's will be closed on Monday, September 1st to celebrate Labor Day. And now, without further ado, we will get the action started here on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. It's good to be back on Community Comment. And my name is Terry Bell, as Jake mentioned. And our topic today is everything happening at the Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, of Dodge County. Joining us, our guests are Amanda Higgins, Elder Benefit Specialist, Jenny Farmer is an Elderly and Disability Benefit Specialist, and Ashley Sandberg is a Disability Benefit Specialist, and you are all SHIP counselors. SHIP stands for?
State Health Insurance Assistance Program.
Okay, very good. And we will start, as we always do when the ADRC is joining us. We'll start with the joke of the month from Jenny. And Jenny, take it away.
I was going to say day, but I guess that's not the right word.
Yes. Okay. So I have two for you guys this month. My first is, what happens when a frog's car breaks down?
What happens when a frog's car breaks down? I guess it croaks.
Oh, that's a good answer. Oh. It gets towed.
Okay. That's...
It's pretty lame. Okay. And then my second one,
Where do fingers grow? On the hand, I guess.
On palm trees.
Okay. Groaners.
I told you the second one was worse.
Yeah. You never expect good jokes from me, but your grandkids might love them.
Hey, if you have any questions or comments you want to join in the conversation, you have that opportunity by calling or texting 920-887-9595. Or calling our studio at 885-4446. And the first thing I know you wanted to talk about today was the Upper Midwest Pension Rights Project.
Yeah, this is just a really great resource just to be aware of and share it with those who might benefit from it. With the Elder Benefit Specialist Program, about once a year, our program attorneys just remind us that this resource is available. It's not something that we physically assist with, but from time to time, we run into people who have an issue with accessing their pension or a 401k. I actually just talked to somebody yesterday, which this is just very appropriate. I think he's like mid-70s, 73, something like that. And he told me that he has this 401k that just keeps bouncing from company to company to company, and he has never been able to turn it on.
Oh, no.
So as another person having this asset that you've paid in your entire working career, but you can't access it, it's kind of a bummer. So what this project does, it provides free assistance to the individuals in the service area. So our service area is Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, North Dakota, and South Dakota. So it's a pretty big territory. But it serves people with retirement-related questions and problems, regardless of age or income. So the agency, it's called TILIS. They're out of Minneapolis, their phone number is 866-783-5021, but it's a group of attorneys who are very knowledgeable in this area of law that can help people track down their pension, solve their problems. I have a whole list of what they can do.
And that's a good thing because it seems rather confounding. This would seem to be the point in your life where you would expect things to maybe get a little easier. But it seems like there are all kinds of ways that, you know, accessing the money that you're entitled to, that you pay into, gets harder.
Yeah, so they can help with pension plans, 401ks, 403bs, 457. So those are defined contribution plans that are available, profit sharing plans. And they can help people filing claims, appeals to obtain those benefits, obtaining retirement plan documents, correcting benefit miscalculations, assisting with recoupment actions, assisting with supervision of pension benefit issues, and more. So I think this is just really great that we have a free resource for people who don't need to pay to get free legal services to get the benefits that they're entitled to. And on their website, I printed this off this morning, they have served over 2,000 plus people and have helped save over $8 million for people.
That's great.
And where do people access that website?
Yeah, so it's a little complicated. It's MidwestPension.org, but the law office is called Tillis. You don't need to necessarily know that. The trigger word is really the Upper Midwest Pension Rights Project, to be aware of. And one of the attorneys, he's kind of lame. I mean, he's very knowledgeable, but he talks in like tax language. Mm. You know, just very long and drawn out, very monotone. And every time that he does this great presentation, I only get like this much of it because it's just really hard to understand what he's saying because he's just talking at such a high level. So I guess my point is that just very knowledgeable, and they'll definitely go to bat for you to get the benefits that you need.
Yeah, and so there are flyers available. I imagine if anybody has questions, obviously they can call your agency.
Yeah, I always snab these every time we hear his presentation. This is what the flyer looks like, but they have a website that you can just easily access. And like I said, their phone number is 866-783-5021. And it looks like they're connected with the Metropolitan Area on Aging in Minnesota. So even though you're calling a different state, essentially where they're physically located, they can help with pension issues right here in Wisconsin.
Very good. We are talking with our guests from the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County. We're going to take a break and then be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. No, it's not Christmas, it's rummaging season. If you're hosting a rummage, garage, yard, or estate sale and want to get the word out, drop off a card with the date, time, and location in the mailbox in front of the WBEV studios at 100 Bill McCollum Way in Beaver Dam. Each Thursday morning at 8:35 a.m., we'll announce it on the WBEV Morning Show. Or look for the rummage sale post on WBEV Radio Facebook each week and leave your details in the comments.
Send the kids back to school in style with everything you need from St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County. Whether you've got grade schoolers or college freshmen, St. Vincent de Paul has you covered at unbeatable prices. Find furniture deals throughout the store, perfect for snagging that comfy couch, kitchen essentials, and some fresh threads to start the semester right. Shop St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Shop smart, save big, and support a great cause at St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County.
God bless from your friends at St. Vincent DePaul.
Slumberland, Beaver Dam, and Watertown. Our Labor Day sale is going on right now. We've got Sealy Posturepedic mattresses starting as little as $299. Our Sofa Park queen size Sealy Posturepedic mattress is as little as $499, or grab the pillow top version at $599. Save up to $800 on purple mattresses and power bases. Save up to $800 on select adjustable mattresses with Tempur-Pedic, Sealy Posturepedic, and Stearns & Foster's. Check out our amazing no interest for up to 72 months. Apply in just moments. Our Labor Day sale is going strong. Shop local and save big.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter. Experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
Ribfest is smoking this Friday at the market at Beaver Dam. Starting at 10 a.m., the market is serving up real deal ribs, hot and ready, and ridiculously delicious. It's just $12 for a whole rack, $7 for a half. And yeah, your fingers will get saucy, but don't sleep on it. Once they're gone, they're gone. So bring your appetite, bring your crew, and follow that mouthwatering smell. Ribfest at the market at Beaver Dam, Friday only starting at 10 a.m. until gone. Tap into your My Market app for more savings throughout the store. Can you think of a better combo than tires and brats? I sure can't. Join Mayville Tire and the WBEV Brat Fry crew on Wednesday, August 20th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. A drink and a brat are just $2. You can also enter to win a Blackstone grill. And the famous 95K giveaway continues, where you'll have a chance to win $95,000. That's a lot of money, but the experience at Mayville Tire is priceless. Mayville Tire, a proud Goodyear dealer. See their team on the 20th at 1420 Horicon Street in Mayville.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
We are back with more community comment here on 95.3 WBEV. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. If you would like to join in the conversation, we invite you to call 920-887-9595. You can also text us at that number. And you can call us here at the studio at 885-4446. I'm joined by Amanda Higgins, Jenny Farmer, and Ashley Sanborn of the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County. Retirement and disability can be very, very difficult and confusing thing to navigate at times, and the professionals are here to help, so be sure to take advantage of their expertise and their knowledge. One thing you know about that maybe a lot of people don't, Social Security is getting out of the business of sending out paper checks.
Yeah, this was just something that we were just made aware of like a week or so ago, and they're actually ending paper checks at the end of September, so it's coming up right quick. And according to the article that our program attorneys had written, there is going to be over 494,000 beneficiaries that are going to be affected. And that is a date as of June 2025. So there could be even more beneficiaries there that could be affected to not receiving paper checks anymore. However, in the article, it said that the population that's going to be most affected is people who are over the age of 80, live in rural locations without internet, and those with intellectual or physical disabilities. So really the most vulnerable population that are still receiving paper checks.
Right.
Which is really scary. However, benefits aren't going to be lost. People aren't going to lose benefits. There's just going to be a delay or maybe some extra steps, some more difficulty, I guess, switching to either getting those benefits electronically deposited into some sort of a bank account, or for people who don't have a bank account, it's called a Direct Express card. It looks like a debit card, right? Mm-hmm. Is it white?
I do not know what color it is.
No, I don't know what color it is.
Oh, I feel like
either.
I saw one a long time ago. I feel like it's white with like black or blue letters.
Last time I saw one was like a decade ago, so they might look different now.
Okay. So anyways, it's just a debit card. So you have two options of moving those paper checks to either being deposited in some sort of a bank account, but you need to make sure that you have that set up hopefully before September 30th, just to make sure that those benefits aren't going to be delayed, because everybody gets paid at a different time throughout the month, depending on what benefits that they're getting through Social Security or being transferred to this Direct Express card.
According to Google, the cards are green.
Oh, okay.
For some and reason, say Direct Express on the top. But they do look like a debit card, and they are through MasterCard.
Okay, that's good to know. And, you know, and I think the population that's most affected probably don't, use debit cards very frequently anyway. So that might be just another challenge to overcome.
Right. This is going to be, for most of us, it seems like no big deal. But for those folks who are used to just getting checks, this is going to be a huge deal for them because they're probably used to just going in, getting their check, going to the local grocery store or maybe their little corner bank and cashing their check and dealing with just cash. So this is going to be huge.
Yeah, and I imagine especially for folks who don't have their own internet at home.
Yeah. Well, and we know even here in Dodge County, there are some pockets of the county that mm-hmm. struggle with getting internet. I have a lady that I'm working with right now in Beaver Dam who, in her house, she does not get internet access at all.
Oh my.
You know, either wireless or through the wall, through like the high speed internet or whatever. So every time she has to use the internet, she has to go to the library for it.
Okay.
And that's just here in Beaver Dam.
And is that, I mean, so let's just play out a scenario. Let's say, you know, I'm a retiree. I'm over 80 years old. I have been writing checks and paying with cash my whole life. And that's what I'm used to. That's what I'm comfortable with. And I, in my home, is not wired for internet. What do I do?
Yeah, you're going to have to probably visit the library more frequently to understand what's in your bank account. I mean, you don't need the internet to use the Direct Express card. You can just go and use it at an ATM or a grocery store. But usually when you do that, you have to enter in a PIN to access your money. You can't just stick it in there and then just get whatever dollar amount. You have to put in a code to make sure that it recognizes you for the security purposes. So we'll see, I guess, how this plays out. But if anybody in Dodge County or the listening area who is still getting paper checks from Social Security, I highly encourage you to contact your local field office. I would say for most people in Dodge County to the north, it's going to be Fond du Lac. Everybody to the south is going to be Waukesha?
Waukesha.
But as we have talked about for many shows now, that Social Security is really difficult to have someone to pick up on the other end. So feel free to give us a call. We really haven't had great guidance in terms of how to help people navigate this. So we'll just have to help you work with the Social Security office. I do have a Department of Treasury phone number if people need an exception to transferring to those electronic payments. So the Department of Treasury, that's who actually physically sends out the checks from Social Security. I know a lot of people may not be aware of that. So it's not Social Security themselves that send it out. It's the Department of Treasury. That phone number is 855-290-1545. And there's also a godirect.gov website for more information on that.
I would think that once you have this debit card account set up, then it's much easier after that. Then the deposits will come on a regular basis, just like you're used to.
Yeah, I think the other reason why that they're transferring away from the paper checks is, one, it's costly with the paper and to do the physical printing of it. But Social Security is really underneath the microscope right now for fraudulent activities. So I think this is going to just help keep those payments secure.
All right. Yeah. Seems like everything is going paperless these days.
Yeah. Right. And then you don't have to worry about delays in the mail or anything like that.
Yeah.
That's quite true. Yeah. It does have a lot of advantages. Right. I think some people who may be reluctant at first might come around when they see how, you know, low maintenance it is to have direct deposit and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, for sure. There are things happening with the prescription drug assistance program you wanted to talk about.
Well, we just wanted to share that there are resources out there for the prescription drug assistance. There are several different programs. To start with, there is the patient assistance programs, there's state pharmaceutical assistance programs, and then there's the Medicare Extra Help are the top ones. So to start with, us three work with individuals on the Extra Help program. It's also called the Low Income Subsidy. And anyone who is on Medicaid is automatically eligible for that if they are also on Medicare. But if you are not, so say your assets are a little bit too high for Medicaid eligibility, you could still apply through Social Security. And what it does is it reduces your co-pays to dollars. I think $1.40 is the low end and nine is the top.
That sounds right.
I always have to look up.
I know. Close. I don't have my cheat sheet in front of me. I think it's $1.40 to $9.15.
Right.
But So your co-pays for your medications are significantly reduced. Your premiums, you can get a premium reduction. You can get a deductible reduction. So it's a very helpful program because meds add up. The other great thing we have in Wisconsin for our state pharmaceutical assistance program is called Senior Care. And I don't get to work a lot with Senior Care. I wish I did because it's so helpful. But it's for individuals who are 65 and older and they need a prescription coverage. If they do not have Medicare Part D, they can use Senior Care as a substitute. And it is considered credible coverage. So it's super helpful. It's just a straightforward program where the generic brands are $5 and then the brand names are $15. And depending on your income, you might have a deductible to hit, but for the most part, everyone's eligible as long as you hit that age range. We're still a little old school in Wisconsin, so we got to do everything paper application. But if you want Senior Care resources, the ADRC has them printed and ready to go. So we'll help you with that. The other really nice thing that Medicare, this is the new program starting this year, the Medicare Prescription Payment Plan. So anyone who is on Medicare and is getting prescription coverage through Medicare, they can spread out their payments. So in the past, individuals would have to pay quite a bit in the beginning months till they hit their catastrophic phase where they weren't paying anymore. Now, individuals that may have large payments up front can spread that out for the whole year. So it will be through their prescription drug plan, and they can set up that payment plan. So instead of paying $600 in the month of January, they could spread $600 out for 12 months. So it would lower their monthly cost to fit their budget a little bit better. Mm-hmm. A lot of individuals on Medicare are on a tight budget. Mm-hmm. So being able to spread that out is helpful.
Especially at the beginning of the year when you're coming right off of Christmas and all the people are paying their property taxes.
Right. Like, it's just a really crummy time to have to throw out extra hundreds of dollars.
Right.
Yes, it's nice at the end of the year that you don't have a payment then, but mm-hmm. it's not a balance. Mm-hmm. You know?
Very good. Absolutely. We have more to talk about that, I'm sure. We're going to need to take a break for the news. Then we'll be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Summer just got a whole lot hotter with the WBEV 95K giveaway presented by Newman Pools and Hometown Glass and Improvement. Join us all summer long at any Brock Fry location from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and try to crack the code on our prize vault for your shot at winning $95,000. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older to enter. One winner per household. One entry per person per stop. For complete rules and details and to find a complete Brock Fry schedule, visit daily.com.
On top of the world or bouncing back, there's no better time than right now to take care of yourself. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care helps you stay on track with recommended screenings and annual visits, or simply connect on your overall well-being. And if you find yourself in need of care quickly, we often offer same-day appointment options. Marshfield Clinic. Enjoy life with confidence. Explore appointment options today at marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
Catch Z's with Slumberland and catch all the excitement happening at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, on now at the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Mandatory evacuation order in place for North Carolina's Outer Banks as Hurricane Erin grows wider and heads north through the Atlantic Ocean. A meeting said to be shaping up between President Zelensky and Putin, as well as President Trump, who's said to be setting up that meeting. Wegovy and Ozempic will soon let people pay $500 a month for the weight loss drugs, but only if they pay out of pocket and with cash.
Their main competitor, Eli Lilly, already offers Zepbound at that same price, $499, through their Lilly Direct program, but those come in vials, so patients have to measure out the dose themselves and use a syringe.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos. One of the main sticking points of striking Air Canada flight attendants, getting paid for work on the ground before they got on the planes. That apparently has been resolved, the company announcing a tentative deal today. The Boston Celtics have officially been sold, private equity mogul Bill Chisholm taking control in a deal worth around $6 billion.
This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. Beaver Dam has a new city administrator. The Common Council hired Larry Berkey at its meeting last night. He has more than 20 years of experience. Most recently, he was Iowa County Administrator. He's also held administrator jobs in Platteville, Mount Horeb, and Hillsboro. Berkey starts work on September 16th. We might get a better idea of the future of Beaver Dam's fire station Monday night. That's when a consultant will present the findings of its GIS study. The fire station on Henry Street was built in 1959. Fire Chief Mike Wesley says it's not up to today's standards. The consulting firm has been looking at whether the city needs one or two fire stations and possible locations. The American Red Cross needs disaster volunteers in Wisconsin. The southeast part of the state is still recovering from flooding, but the Red Cross responds to 65,000 natural disasters every year. You can volunteer for a variety of roles, and training is available for flexible opportunities with no age limits. The first round of money from the Wisconsin's Child Care Bridge Payments Program is going out. More than 3,100 child care centers are splitting $8.7 million. The money is for financial stability and recruiting and retaining qualified staff. The program is part of the newly enacted two-year state budget. Back to school will be here before you know it. Beaver Dam education leaders are encouraging families to have all their school supplies by then. If cost is a problem, families can reach out to school district social workers or local nonprofits. School supply lists are available on the Beaver Dam School District website. If you want to hunt some extra deer this fall, bonus antlerless tags are now available. Sales for tags in northern and central Wisconsin are underway, while tags for the southern farmland zone will open up tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 77. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 64. With fog and spots tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun, with fog and spots early tomorrow, chance of rain showers. Highs level off around 78. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, it's 67 degrees.
Are you tired of battling a damp, musty basement? Air Care in Beaver Dam has a solution for you. The April Air Dehumidifier will significantly improve the air quality in your basement by removing up to 100 pints of moisture per day. That's 12 and a half gallons. The April Air Dehumidifier is quiet, energy efficient, and backed by an impressive 5-year replacement warranty. If you want a crisp, dry lower level for more living space or storage, call Air Care at 920-356-8860. Zero. Big enough to serve you and small enough to care.
Step into a world so fine. Shiny floors that truly shine. Tiles and wood you'll adore. Get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too. Everything just like brand new. They've got what you're looking for. Only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It is 95.3 WBEV, and it is Community Comment. We are back and ready for the next segment. But first, I want to remind you that Community Comment is presented by Professional Floor Covering and Abbey Design Center at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. They are locally owned. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space with over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. It's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. You can choose from many different types, styles, and brands of flooring if you want to update your flooring, like the aforementioned carpet, hardwood, laminate, LVP, tile, stone, and area rugs. Randy and his team will come out to measure, provide suggestions on a type of flooring at price points that meet your budget. And now, without further ado, we will jump into the action here on Community Comment. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you, Jake. We are talking with our friends from the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County, Amanda Higgins, Jenny Farmer, and Ashley Sanborn. If you'd like to join in the conversation, maybe you have a question. They have all kinds of knowledge, and there's a lot of confusing things going on. If you need straightened out on something, they're here and happy to answer your questions. 920-887-9595. You can call or text that number, or call us on the landline at 885-4446. And we were just talking about a number of prescription drug assistance programs that are available to people and help bring the cost of those prescription drugs down, at least out of pocket.
Yeah, the out of pocket cost can be pretty astronomical for individuals, so it's really helpful to have those programs. There are lots of other programs that are available. A lot of people are familiar with like GoodRx, where you get the discount cards. There's RX Outreach, Needy Meds. The DHS website has a whole list of them. The ADRC has these available to give out information on. So if you are in need of help, contacting the ADRC would be a good first step. Our number is 920-386-3580. And our resource specialists have all of these handy to be able to give out. But the one thing that we did want to highlight is the drug repository program, where you can turn in unused medications. We're uncertain of like the closest location, but according to the website, the DHS website, the closest one is at Agnesian Pharmacy Plus in Fond du Lac. The address is 420 East Division Street. Their phone number is 920-926-8723, and you can contact them to see if they will take your unused medications.
Or if you need a medication,
yes,
right?
That too. Yes. Yeah. So they collect them and they use, they have a pharmacist that checks them over so that they can be reused.
Yeah, absolutely. It's helpful to get up there to Fond du Lac if you can.
Yeah.
If you have medications that have been sitting around for a while, probably not safe. Definitely not safe to throw out in the regular trash.
No. And there are people who, I'm not certain if it's still available at Church Health Services, but it used to be an available thing that you could go in and it would be low cost because they could reuse medications that were checked over and were repurposed, but not all meds can be. So they need a pharmacist that is licensed to be able to do that. And the closest location right now that we know of is in Fond du Lac.
But I think this is just, I don't think it's talked about a whole lot, the drug repository program, and it's kind of a nice Band-Aid for people to use if they're kind of in a really tight spot and they need that, you know, insulin or whatever that medication is before they can set up something that's more regular.
Yeah. So sometimes people are just in a pinch where they can't get to the doctor to get that refill done.
Right.
Okay, that's good information to have. I know you also wanted to talk about original Medicare and prior authorizations pilot testing program that's coming up in about 6 months or so.
Yes. So there's a pilot program that'll be starting through Medicare this January. Our state is not one of the states participating in it, but we wanted to bring it up in case it comes to our state eventually. Mm-hmm. The states participating are Arizona, New Jersey, Ohio, Oklahoma, Texas, and Washington. But it is something that could end up becoming nationwide if the pilot program works. We just wanted to mention it. It's called the Wasteful and Inappropriate Service Reduction Model.
That's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful.
It sounds pretty
serious,
too.
Like, who comes up with these names?
Yes. But really what it comes down to is it is a system that is AI-generated where they scan through it to make sure that your medical procedure or whatever you have coming up through Medicare is appropriate, and that Medicare will cover what you're going to be having done. So it's a way of having pre-authorization done ahead of time through an AI system. They are checking it over with other physicians to make sure that the system is working properly, but it is a way that in the long run, they hope that this technology will be able to process things more quickly and more efficiently going forward down the line and less biased. Mm-hmm. So whether or not it's going to be something we use in the long run, we're not really sure, but it's something that could end up happening in the long run.
I imagine just hearing that this is AI-generated might cause some concerns for people.
Right. I mean, we're hearing a lot about AI for a lot of things, and some people are really excited when it comes to AI, and some people not so much. I know for myself, it makes me a little nervous because we just don't have that human touch to really process what's going on. Hopefully, it has some type of keyword search in there to really make it so people are getting the proper services that they need. And I think that's why they have individual people reviewing what the AI technology is actually doing to make sure that the program is working the way it's supposed to.
And from my understanding, I think that human was reviewing the denial specifically.
Yeah.
So I don't think they were reviewing all of it, but I think just making sure that people aren't getting denied when they really should be approved.
I think that would cover the individuals who just don't fit in the box when it comes to needing a prior auth. If they check all the boxes, it looks according to the information that they will they'll just be moved on. So it would be faster. So there's some perks to it. It is concerning, but it might be an efficient way to handle things.
And this is just with original Medicare, from my understanding. Yeah,
right. This isn't for people who are in Advantage plans. These are for people who have just original Medicare. So original Medicare means that you just have regular A and B and possibly a supplemental or Medigap plan with it as well.
Very good. We are talking to our friends from the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County. We're going to take a break here and be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. No, it's not Christmas. It's rummaging season. If you're hosting a rummage, garage, yard, or estate sale and want to get the word out, drop off a card with a date, time, and location in the mailbox in front of the WBEV studios at 100 Bill McCollum Way in Beaver Dam. Each Thursday morning at 8:35 a.m., we'll announce it on the WBEV Morning Show. Or look for the rummage sale post on WBEV Radio Facebook each week and leave your details in the comments.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam believes that everyone who labors has made America strong, prosperous, and a great country. To celebrate Labor Day, McKinstry's is having a store-wide sale. McKinstry's Home Furnishings showroom is filled with sofas, reclining sofas, sectionals, and chairs at unbeatable savings, like Lazy Boy recliners starting at $349 and love seats starting at $699. Also save big on Simmons Beauty Rest and Symbol mattresses. Dining room and bedroom sets are also marked down for this event. Add the finishing touches to your home with pictures, area rugs, and accessories. McKinstry's offers you all the latest styles, always designed to fill your home with comfort and quality. Hurry in now and discover the Labor Day savings at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Sale ends Saturday, August 30th. McKinstry's will be closed on Monday, September 1st to celebrate Labor Day.
Hello, back pain sufferers. This is Dr. Randall Blahoviak with NewMed Integrated Healthcare. Are you struggling to find a solution for the constant neck and back pain that's keeping you from enjoying life? Maybe you're wondering if you should go the medical route, or maybe you're even thinking about giving chiropractic a try. Well, now you don't have to decide between the two. At New Medical Center in Waupun, you can have the best of both worlds. Let our team of experienced medical professionals and chiropractors design a treatment plan to get you back to living a pain-free life. The healthcare team at New Medical Center will assess your condition and give you a combination of options, both medical and chiropractic, to choose from. With over 30 years of experience treating back pain, you can be assured that the team at New Medical Center will discover and address the source of your pain. Don't waste another minute trying the same old failed strategies. Let New Medical Center help get you back to living your best pain-free life. Call New Medical Center now at 920-324-9899. That's 920-324-9899. Or visit us on the web at newmedicalctr.com.
Your smile says a lot about who you are. Hi, I'm Dr. Adam Forster from Columbus Family Dental. Your smile can warm a room, brighten someone's day, and make you feel unstoppable. At Columbus Family Dental, we're committed to unlocking the confidence that comes from an unforgettable grin. Family dental, orthodontics, implants, and more. We offer everything dental under one roof. Columbus Family Dental is now accepting every kind of smile. Call us today for a free, no-pressure consultation at 623-5559.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are back with the last segment for today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. We are talking with our friends from the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County, Amanda Higgins, Jenny Farmer, and Ashley Sanborn. If you have a question, please feel free to join the conversation. You can call or text at 920-887-9595 or call us right here at the studio at 885-4446. It's only August, but it's not too early to start looking ahead to open enrollment time, and there may be some information out there that, to put it kindly, is misleading.
Yes. So it is time to start talking about open enrollment.
Wah, wah, wah. Sorry.
Yes, I know. If you've been listening to us over the years, we've been coming on this radio station, you know, once a month for quite some time now. So you're used to us talking about this, but it's very important. So that's why we need to talk about it. So to begin with, if you've been working with us for Medicare over the last year, you should be expecting a postcard from us. Our postcard has a nice little fall scene on it, and in the back of it, it says, from Amanda, Jenny, and Ashley. I don't know what order our names are in, but those names are on there.
I think that is the order.
I wouldn't be surprised. Well, it sounds...
Okay, it doesn't matter. Anyhow, so you'll be getting a postcard reminding you that open enrollment is around the corner and that you'll need to contact our office for a packet to fill out in order for us to help you with open enrollment time. Open enrollment, again, is October 15th through December 7th.
And that's Medicare?
Medicare open enrollment time. So Medicare open enrollment is that time when you're looking at your Advantage plans to make sure that you're in the right plan for 2026, or your Medicare Part D, your prescription drug plan, to make sure you're in the right plan for 2026. So we want to make sure that you are looking at our postcard and not one from somebody else. There is another postcard that says Dodge County on it. It kind of gives that feel like it might be coming from us at the county, but it's not. It has a lot of other information on there, but that one's not from us if it just says Dodge County. Ours actually says Dodge County Aging and Disability Resource Center on it. Like I said, it has a fall scene on it and has our names on there.
And I think the other one is like a colored. I think it's like a light green.
Something, yeah. Like that.
And it says like call 1-800 number for more information on zero cost of medications, or it seems more marketing.
Right. It's definitely a marketing type situation where ours, remember, we're free, we're unbiased. Our goal for when it comes to Medicare open enrollment is to help you guys get the best information for no cost, to help you pick the best plan. It does not matter to us which plan you choose. We want to make sure you're choosing the plan that's best for you. What's best for you is not necessarily what's best for your neighbor or your spouse or your children. It's no longer about choosing a family plan. It's about choosing the plan that's best for you. And we help you do that by looking over what your prescriptions are or what your area of doctoring is, and we help you pick the best plan.
And pharmacies.
And pharmacy, yes. The pharmacy makes a huge difference in what plan you choose. So those postcards will be coming out. Now, normally, we have this nice little list that we generate that we come up with that picks the names. Well, definitely not little. Sorry. A few hundred people. We send this postcard out to about 200 people, about 200, 250 people. We print this list out based on whoever we talked to about Medicare over the last 12 months or 14 months about. We changed our computer system this year. So the way we generate names is going to be a little different this year. We're hopefully able to combine names from our old computer system with our new computer system. And we've been talking about how we're going to finagle these lists, and we think we came up with a solution. But it is possible that we worked with you on Medicare over the last year and you won't get a postcard. So you're going to have to be a little more diligent this year and possibly have to call our office and ask for a packet when you're used to getting the postcard for that reminder. So you can't 100% rely on that postcard reminder this year. You may have to call the ADRC and ask for that packet that we have you fill out every year on your own and remember on your own. So
you could just call Medicare packet or open enrollment packet.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be one of the three that you physically speak with, because anybody in our office can mail one out to you.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. So our number for the ADRC is 920-386-3580. Do not call and ask for a packet yet. If you call, they're going to wonder why you're asking for one too soon. It's too soon. We won't start sending out packets until October 2nd. We will remind you again on the radio a few more times. You're going to get sick of hearing about it from us, but it's very important that you review your plan during open enrollment. We have people save hundreds of dollars. We've seen people save thousands of dollars. It makes a huge difference in your how it will impact your finances.
Very good. Yeah, that does sound very important.
Can I just, the example that you and I had a couple years ago?
Yeah, pharmacy.
Yeah, it was a pharmacy issue. And within a week from between each other, Jenny and I both worked with two individuals, but they both happened to be from Watertown. And if they didn't talk to us about what that next year was going to look like and continue to shop at, I don't even know what pharmacy it was. It doesn't matter. But for that next year, it was going to be out of network. And if that person would have went to that network, they would have had to pay over like $120,000 or something for their medications. And all they needed to do was stay on their plan, just go to a different pharmacy. So sometimes it's more complicated to kind of talk about and make that decision. But in other cases, it's just switching a pharmacy.
Yeah, right. So it does pay to follow up.
The formularies change every year, who they contract with. So it might not be that you have to change your plan. It might be just changing your pharmacy, as Amanda gave that great example of. So it does pay to take a look. You might say, well, I've been on the same plan for 5 years, and it's been a great plan.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, because the contracts change every year. And that's how it works with Advantage plans and with prescription plans. It's just the way they have it set up. And so that's why it's so important that you talk to us. And we will sound like a broken record for us, because it's so important to us, because we see the change that it makes for everybody.
And sometimes if you don't be proactive and look, the new year starts, mm-hmm. February, March, and you might not be able to make a change.
And we get phone calls every year at the beginning of the year, January, February, March, from people saying, I don't know why this happened. My plan's been great, and now suddenly I have these expensive medications. I don't understand why this is happening. And that's what we're trying to avoid, mm-hmm. is people being in those situations. And it happens every year without fail that we get those phone calls.
Mm-hmm. We have some events coming up that you wanted to make sure we talk about.
Yeah. So the first two that I'm just going to be selfish and talk about are Medicare classes. Actually, Ashley and I just had one yesterday, which was a great turnout. We have two more left for this year, because once open enrollment starts, there's just no way that we can help facilitate the open enrollment and teacher class. So our next one in Juneau, our Medicare Basics and Beyond class, is September 10th at 9 a.m. And then the last one for the year is October 13th at 3 p.m. However, we also are doing a joint collaboration Medicare class with Jefferson County. I think it's one of my favorites every year. It's August 26th at 4 p.m., and it's going to be at the Watertown Library. If you are interested in attending the Watertown Library Medicare class, you'll have to call Jefferson County to make a reservation to make sure that we have enough seats in the room, but then also materials for you as well.
And I want to plug, please sign up for that Watertown class, because I always like to have that competition of whether there's more Jefferson County people there or Dodge County people there. So please make it so we have more Dodge County people there than Jefferson County so that I can have the bragging rights.
And then a couple other programs that we have going on. So September 9th from 12:30 to 2 p.m., we are going to be hosting a video called Denying Gravity, Staying Strong, Steady, and One Step at a Time. So it's about fall prevention. It's a really great explanation of this person who fell. Their life takes a serious turn, and kind of how they overcome it. And then at the end, there is going to be some discussion from some medical personnel. So Dodge County is hosting it September 9th from 12:30 to 2 o'clock at the Mayville Library. You do not have to sign up or register. Just come with a smiley face on your on yourself.
Okay. Anything else coming up you'd like to mention?
Yep. Healthy Living with Diabetes. This is a class that runs from September 10th through October 15th, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., and this is going to be at the SSM Clinic Building in Beaver Dam. If you want to attend the Healthy Living for Diabetes class, you will have to call the Aging and Disability Resource Center to register. Our dementia care specialist is partnering with Unmasked Expression Therapies, and they're doing a beautiful expression art exhibit. It's not until towards the end of September, but they are looking for artwork from people who have some sort of dementia, mild cognitive impairment, Alzheimer's disease, other dementia. So any sort of artwork that you or your loved one does in your spare time, please give our office a call because we want to put your artwork on display. It's a conference that's coming up on October 9th. It's called A Day with Louie Conference. This is going to be at the Oshkosh Culver's Family Center. And it's just a free conference designed for caregivers, health professional, family members, community members, really anybody that is connected or have been touched by Lewy body dementia. It's a free conference from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., 4:15, excuse me. And for questions, it looks like you call our office, 920-386-3580. And then one more. I have Living Well with Chronic Conditions class. This is going to be in Mayville at the Tague Center, October 21st through November 25th, from 1 to 3 p.m. So if you have an ongoing chronic conditions and just want better tips and tricks on how to overcome that, please attend the class. Just looking here, it's really targeted for people who have diabetes, arthritis, high blood pressure, heart disease, any sort of chronic pain, anxiety. It's a really great class that kind of just walks you through some tips and tricks.
Very good. And we're out of time. It's been an hour well spent. I want to thank Amanda Higgins, Jenny Farmer, and Ashley Sandburn from the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County for joining us. And we want to thank you for listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.